This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And the telephone numbers for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Joining us this week, Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus from Klaus Financial. How you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
Doing well. Great to see you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you as well. We've got a packed show ahead. Of course, an important thing to keep in mind. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Your opportunity to win a fantastic prize this week, a $25 gift card for Texas Roadhouse. We'll explain how you can win that a little bit later in the show. I will tell you this now, though. Pay close attention to the program. Oftentimes, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the program. Again, if you have any questions for Malia or CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place. We're going to be talking Social Security today, and let's talk about how important it is to have that discussion regarding Social Security and how it fits into kind of your plan for retirement. Should we be considering that as part of that plan?
Oh, Social Security. We talk about this about once a quarter. Yes. And it's something that applies to every listener, which is why I think we get so much traction behind it. But yeah, Social Security is an important consideration when you're looking at retirement. Obviously, most people know that the earliest you can draw Social Security is age 62. But, and that's for every American, by the way, it doesn't matter when you were born. The earliest you can draw is age 62. But, of course, you get it discounted because if you start drawing at 62, the likelihood is that you will be drawing it for a longer period of time. Well, actually, it's guaranteed you'll be drawing it for a longer period of time than if you had waited till, say, 66 or 70. So because of that, the Social Security Administration has a calculation to reduce it on what you would have received at full retirement age. So 62 is the earliest you can draw at a reduced amount. 66 or 67, somewhere in that window, is full retirement age for all Americans. Now, some people go, well, how do I know what window I'm in? Well, one easy place to go is to ssa.gov, establish a username and password, and it's all based on your date of birth, by the way. For many people who are near retirement right now, it might be 66, but for people who are 50, 51, 52, it might be 66 and a half. And for people like me, it's the full 67. But the point is that's your full retirement age. Now, the only significance of that, by the way, is that if you wait till that full retirement age, then you can actually earn as much as you want to outside of Social Security without impacting your benefit, okay? Without impacting your Social Security benefit. Whereas if you try to draw before full retirement age, which again, that is 66, 67, then you're limited on how much you can earn. So if I started drawing at 62 because I just wanted the money, but I continued to work and earned over about $15,000 a year, somewhere right in that neighborhood, then they start taking away my Social Security benefit. Now, I know for those listeners out there, they're going, what the heck is this all about? To be quite frank, I don't know. I think they want you to wait, basically, is what it boils down to. So you got to be really cautious when you draw before your full retirement age, which they call the FRA.
He is CJ Klaus. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Klaus Financials. They are our retirement planning professionals. If you have any questions about your retirement, Social Security, those type of things, they would love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. I think a big question a lot of people have is how do they figure that out? I mean, how do you know what your benefit is and how is that calculated?
Well, that's something that they have changed the formula here and there. It's not a surprise. As CJ said, you know, our earliest when we can start collecting is 62 and full retirement age 66, 67. I just want to point out that those things can all change as well. So stay tuned for our listeners who think that it stays the same. When it comes to calculation for what our benefit's going to be, what we look at is our Social Security looks at is the highest 35 years of your earnings, and they adjust that for today's wages. So that's important to make sure that at this point you are at least, I think you have to earn 4 credits in a year. A credit is worth $1,200. If you earn $1,200, you earn a credit. That's a little different than years past. They called them quarters. But you want to make sure you have a benefit coming to you, and then when you go to collect, you want to make sure that you're looking at when it makes sense for you to start collecting.
Our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Mike joins us now. Mike, you are on with CJ and Malia from Claus Financial. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks. Someone told me, and I wanted to ask them, if I'm going to be 65 in November, so that's this year. But next year I'll be 66, obviously, my full retirement age. Now, someone told me I can start, can I start drawing Social Security in February of next year without any penalty, as long as I don't earn over like $41,000 or whatever the thing is?
Yeah, that's a great question, Mike. So for those listeners out there, Mike is asking about the year in which he turns full retirement age. And Malia may have a little insights on this as well, but the Social Security Administration has a slightly different calculation for how much you can earn in the year in which you're turning full retirement age.
Right.
Is it something like $40,000?
It's $41,000, I believe.
$41,000, yeah.
Yeah, so I think what you're saying is correct. We always like you to defer to the professionals, and that would be sit down with Social Security and make sure before you pull the plug and start collecting it.
Yeah.
Because we wouldn't want you to be penalized before you knew it.
Right. Yeah, but great question, Mike. If you want, we have a Social Security Administration officer that we do some consulting with. So if you want their contact information, so you don't have to wait on hold with the administration for 4 hours.
That's true.
You could always call our office. We can give you that number.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Mike, thank you. And the telephone number for Claus Financial's office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. We'll have the Claus quiz question of the week. Also, if you want to set up an appointment with Claus Financial, they'd love to get to know you. It doesn't cost anything for that initial appointment. At the telephone number is 442-5637, online at clausfinancial.com. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial in studio taking your calls right now at 321-1310. Toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have a question for CJ or Malia, they'd love to answer it for you right now. Don't forget also the telephone number for Claus Financial's offices. It's 442-5637. It's 442-5637 and online at clausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Talking Social Security this morning, some of the facts. We left off talking about credits versus quarters. Let's talk a little bit about what you're entitled to. Is if you're married, there are some things you definitely need to be aware of, isn't it? Isn't that true?
Yeah. Yes. Well, and I want to go back to something Malia was saying there just to emphasize it, which is, all right, how is this calculated? Well, I guess first things first, people need to understand that you need to have 40 quarters, which basically equals about 10 years, of qualifying quarters, which is $1,200.
Credits,
qualifying credits, in order to even be eligible for Social Security. Okay, so again, about 10 years, or they call it 40 quarters or 40 credits. But as people say, okay, great, so it's my highest 10 years. No, it's not your highest 10 years, it's your highest average 35 years. So in some circumstances, and I hope people are listening carefully right now, because this is where some confusion can lie. In some circumstances, people will say, I don't want to retire, I don't want to retire from my primary job and work a lower paying job because that could reduce my average. That actually can be true in the circumstance under which you've only worked 30 years and now your final five are lower, where that plays into your average and brings it down slightly. I will tell you in our experience, it is ever so slight. And secondarily, if you've already worked 35 years and you already have 35 of higher income earning years, and then you go down lower, it will have no impact because those lower income earning years are going to be dropped off for the calculation. So interesting stuff there. I know a lot of times people wonder, how is this calculation done? You know, how will it impact me if I have lower earning years in the future? So there you go. That's how it works.
So a couple of things we wanted to point out this morning was that people sometimes when they're married and they go to retire, they think that they're going to get their spouse is already perhaps collecting Social Security, and that maybe they don't have all these credits that we're speaking of, and they're going to go ahead and start collecting the same benefit as their husband or their spouse. And the point is they're going to maybe get up to 50% of what their spouse is collecting for Social Security if they have never gone out there and worked. The other thing we want to point out is the average Social Security benefit across the United States right now is about $1,200 to $1,300 per month per person. So when your spouse passes away, you have to understand that your income, your future income, what that's going to look like, and it's definitely going to have gone down by 50%, most likely just from the Social Security angle of things. The last remaining person will receive the highest of the two benefits, but you don't continue down the road with both benefits. So this is why we spend a lot of time talking about that three-legged stool, whether it be your investments, your pension, and your Social Security, how you're going to derive income into retirement. So just want people to be aware of that.
Let's talk about a DRC and what that is.
Yeah, so delayed retirement credits. We talked about 62 is the earliest you can draw. Between 66 and 67, depending upon when you were born, is your FRA, full retirement age. And then finally, age 70 is what we call the maximum DRC age. So delayed retirement credits means between 62 and 70, your benefit grows between 7 and 8% per year guaranteed. Let me repeat that. Between 7 and 8% per year guaranteed for every year that you wait. Now, again, that can change in the future, but that's the way it is right now. So that is a big incentive to leave that benefit alone to continue accruing, because every year you wait, it grows by that 7 to 8%. But here's the kicker. Once you reach age 70, DRCs stop. Okay, let me repeat that. Once you reach age 70, DRCs of 8% guaranteed growth stop. They no longer accrue. Now, does that mean that your benefit couldn't continue to go up? And the answer is no. If you're still working, and remember that calculation I talked to you about, if you're still working, you're earning really high income, and you're getting a higher average over 35 years, it could still make your benefit grow. But here's going to be my comment, folks. If you're over 70 years old and you're not drawing Social Security right now, there's probably something wrong. We need to sit down with you. 70 is the age at which, if you haven't started drawing by that age, start drawing, because, again, you're getting closer to death now.
Great information, as always. He is C.J. Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial. Of course, this is Money in Motion, answers to all your retirement questions in one place. If you have a question for C.J. or Malia, they would love to answer it for you right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online. Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com is their website, or call the office 442-5637. Talking Social Security this morning. Let's talk about people that, you know, that want to keep working, want to keep active, want to keep out there. Can they draw Social Security benefits and keep working?
Yes, they can. As CJ's pointed out earlier, we do want to watch out for that penalty period. Mm-hmm. So if you are pre-full retirement age and you are working at that point collecting Social Security, the income limitations as of 2016 are $15,720. We're not talking about, as the gentleman caller earlier talked about, if the year you start drawing and if you're retiring, about the $41,000. We're talking about if you are collecting at 62, you mm-hmm. still want to work, you do want to watch the income limitation. And that's really the choice, though. If I've got clients who are making six figures and they're 66 years old, you know, so they're looking at, does it make sense prior to my full retirement age to have a good paying job and also, you know, take my Social Security and possibly be penalized? Probably doesn't make sense. So we always talk about optimal age. Mm-hmm. And as CJ likes to allude to, the closer we are to death, getting older, the less our benefit, I mean, the more our benefit will be. So it works out. Social Security has this figured out. That's why we have actuaries in the world. We know how long you're most likely going to live. We know how much the benefit needs to be if you start drawing it earlier. And the the one thing that most likely will change is Social Security will continue to be pushed out as we continue to live longer. So there is no optimal age for everybody. If you know how long you're going to be here on Earth, then we could probably figure that one out a little better. But for most people, it's going to depend on their circumstances, their finances, and how well they've planned.
She's Malia Cuevas. He is CJ Kloss. They come to us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. You can call the office as well, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we will have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll also take more of your questions. Our number, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial joining us, CJ and Malia. If you have a question, I'd love to answer it for you right now. As a matter of fact, Gene took the time to give us a call. Gene, welcome to the program. You're on with Malia and CJ from Kloss Financial.
Gene?
Yes.
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
I received in the mail information about a $70 increase in my Social Security if I was born before 1954. And it's because of loss of, what do they call it? Oh, I can't think. Anyway, I didn't get enough over those years or something. Cost of living?
Cost of living adjustment, a COLA adjustment, yep.
Yeah, something like COLA, that's the word.
Yep.
Now, is that on the up and up, or should, because they want money?
Yeah, great question. So Social Security will, every few years, take a look back over everybody's benefit and make sure that everybody has been getting the increases they were entitled to, because there are so many millions of Americans drawing. And depending upon when you were born, there's different calculations versus, you know, what the cost of living adjustments were 20 years ago versus now. For those other people listening right now to Gene's questions, as most of you know, in the year 2016, from 2015 to 2016, there was no cost of living adjustment. In general, there was none. But for some people, Gene, there was this kind of looking back over time to make sure that everybody has gotten what they deserved. And in your case, they deemed that you had missed out on some of that, which is why they're giving you an increase. So actually, you'd be shocked, Gene, at just how much they're trying to be on the up and up and transparent about this. Because there's so many millions of people scrutinizing everything Social Security Administration does that they try to make sure it's all transparent.
But were they asking you to pay? It sounded like that's what she was asking.
No.
Yeah, they want me to donate some money to help fight this in Washington.
Oh, wow. I thought you were talking about an increase.
Well, no, they want me to help them because apparently it hasn't passed yet.
Oh, no. That sounds like a fraud. I've never heard of Social Security Administration asking for money from people.
Well, I think it's from, I don't know.
A political group,
foundation, maybe, working on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
For lobbying.
It's a lobbying
group,
yep.
Yep, yeah. And Gene, as you're probably aware, and very smart to call, is always be cautious with that stuff. My guess is, especially with Social Security, if they need money, they have ways of taking it rather than sending you a letter.
Right, yeah, I'd be really careful with that.
They can get that stuff. Gene, great question, though. Great information there. We are joined by Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. If you have a question for them, I'd love to answer it for you right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Before the break, we talked a little bit about optimal age for drawing Social Security. Let's talk about death and the benefit. Are there benefits? Will they continue? What happens when you pass away?
CJ likes to talk about death.
Yes.
Jump in there.
Well, I'm going to take a step back. I do want to, again, emphasize what Malia said, which is optimal age, there is none. As a matter of fact, Malia and I laugh because we feel like chameleons sometimes when we talk about Social Security. You know, to one person, we say, well, what matters to you? What's your family history? You know, mm-hmm. How's your job pushing you? And in some cases, we go, you know what? 62 seems to be the right age for you, right? In other cases, people say, I want to optimize and I really love my job and when should I pull? And we go, gosh, 67, maybe 70 if you have health in your family. And so it really is a very customized decision, not only based on all of the mathematical factors, but also just purely based on what matters to you. I had one person say to me, he goes, why do I care if I'm going to get an extra $200 a month when I'm 79 years old? He goes, that won't matter to me. And I said, okay, good. Well, there you go. There's your answer. I had another person who goes, why would I not want to optimize Social Security? So I'm going to wait till 70. And I said, well, good. There you go. That makes sense.
And if you're not married, there's that whole question too. Who are you leaving it to?
Absolutely.
So an argument there, should I start taking it today? I'm not leaving it. It's not, you know, if you don't collect your benefit, there's no one behind you that's going to get to collect it for you unless you're, you know, attached.
Well, and I also want to reiterate what Malia said about this spousal benefit. So if you didn't even qualify for enough credits yourself, but your spouse did, and let's just say hypothetically that you're the same age of 66 and your spouse reaches full retirement age, starts drawing that full retirement of, I don't know, let's call it $2,000 a month, even though you didn't qualify, you can draw half of your spouse's at that $1,000 a month, which is a big deal. Now, if your husband in this case dies, then your $1,000 is going to go away and you will take the $2,000 a month, which is what Malia was talking about. But, you know, a lot of things relative to married couples, relative to children under the age of 18. Sometimes your kids can be getting a Social Security payment if they're under the age of 18. A lot of things to be aware of here.
He is CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about their website, KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Telephone number for the office, 442-5637. It's 442-5637. You want to learn a little bit more about Kloss Financial, get to know them. It doesn't cost anything to stop on in. Get a kick of the tires. You can set up an appointment just by picking up the phone. Give them a call. 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Before we get to our Kloss quiz question of the week, while we're talking Social Security, you mentioned the website at the beginning, and we had a caller earlier had some questions about a mailer. One of the best ways to be in contact with Social Security is through the website, and you make that contact with them, and then you can learn a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about that site.
Yeah, ssa.gov. It is a secure website. Please go to it. Set up an account. Please also know, especially from the listener, that if you get a phone call, then they say they're from the IRS, phone call saying they're from Social Security, chances are it could be a scam. So please be on the lookout for that. Most things do come in the mail, so you want to be careful, but scrutinize. We always tell our clients, give us a call if something looks a little fishy, because we've probably already heard about what's been going on.
Again, that website, ssa.gov. That's ssa.gov. Malia Cuevas, CJ Kloss, joining us from Kloss Financial. It's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win that $25 gift card for Texas Roadhouse. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Assuming that you postponed collecting your Social Security benefit until the age of 70, what percentage, now this is in terms of delayed retirement credits, will your Social Security benefit continue to grow even if you continue to delay after this age? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win the $25 gift card for Texas Roadhouse. Don't forget that's a telephone number as well for Kloss Financial's office. If you'd like to meet with them, they'd love to get to know you. Phone number 442-5637. The website KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. CJ Malia, you guys have a great week.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.